This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. And we are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can take us on the go all across the country. If you haven't downloaded that Odyssey app, do it. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com and you can join their team today. Thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, February 28th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by John Auville.
No leap year last time I checked, so I believe this is the last day of February.
It is.
And yeah. I believe it's the first day of sunset past 6 p.m.
Ah, very
right.
Good.
Or maybe right at 6
we're
p.m.
We're inching closer to beautiful days.
That's right, Jason beautiful Bishop's days. Here.
I am.
And daylight savings is not that far away. We're going to leap forward at some point.
It's not leap forward. You spring forward and you fall back.
It's early in the morning, man.
Yeah, I understand. You're in a brain haze. These things happen.
Spring forward.
Fall back.
Fall back.
Spring forward, fall back. It's very easy to remember.
Spring and leap can be used as synonyms.
Yeah, it's not really the way it's used.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't wait for that. Getting more light in the evening.
Yes.
Though I do like getting that extra hour of sleep. Though you pay for it. You do pay for it. Because it gets dark but early.
It's dark at 4:50.
Which I don't like.
Yeah.
Not a fan of.
Matt, what's up, boys?
Good morning, Jason Bishop.
How was your Thursday? Thursday night? Bit season,
new episode out.
long day yesterday, yep. Recording.
What was the A topic?
Oh, we talked about your depression for a little bit. We talked about how we are going to save the Hooters franchise. And Drab's love of artificial intelligence.
Drab loves him some AI.
He loves AI.
Huh?
Why is that?
Just trying to stay a step ahead of everybody else, not get left behind.
All right.
Drab's goal is to replace everyone at this station with AI.
Ooh.
Nice.
Okay. Everybody? I mean, would
everybody.
He's joking.
That would make things cheaper.
Can we still get paid? You can replace me.
If there's a replacement Jason Bishop, I'm guessing the real Jason Bishop.
Will not get paid?
He'd have zero paycheck.
Oh, okay.
He'd have to look elsewhere.
That wouldn't be good.
Drab can't stop using AI for everything in his life.
Okay. If you're not using the ChatGPT or Grok on Twitter.
Right, just falling behind.
It's just you're doing so much more work than you have to.
Hmm. I haven't really leaned into it.
You know what? You guys have all these. I'm sure it could do your taxes for you. I'm sure it could do anything.
You're probably right.
Well, my guy Richard Simmons, who I saw yesterday, would be very bitter if I used Gronk to do my taxes instead of him.
I'd rather use Gronk than Grok to do my taxes.
Gronk not coming back. Grok here to stay.
Different versions.
I'm very disappointed in Drab because I view Drab as a creative person, and I feel like this is taking the creativity out of his life.
Oh, okay. Mm. He's now being enslaved to robots and AI.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe AI killed Gene Hackman.
Something definitely did.
I don't think AI killed Gene Hackman.
Are you sure? Okay.
I mean,
I think old age.
Yeah. I don't know. It's been so weird.
I mean, it is a wild story.
Who was mummified? Both bodies?
Apparently both bodies started to mummify because they think the bodies had been there for up to 2 weeks.
Yeah. And they were in separate rooms.
Now, from reading
some one
of the
dog,
details,
I read that one dog had passed, but two were alive.
Correct. They don't believe that it was any sort of carbon monoxide leak.
Yeah,
because the gas company came.
They said there was
no leak, so you can kind of rule that out. I think Drab owes me $1 for that because he was very confident that, and I was too, that it was a carbon monoxide leak.
You're right. Dollar on your way.
So
I thought we only did $5 bets. That's a separate hustle, the $1 bet with Travis.
Well, I think it's a separate hustle.
Well, we didn't all agree to that. That was just dumb Bickles.
Cakes, I think, was the one who said we only do $5 bets.
I think Bickle said minimum bet $5.
EB was leading the charge on that.
Yeah, but I disagree with that. So you can still do one and $2 bets.
It's very nebulous. It sounded like they were found in different portions of the house. Like Gene Hackman's body was found in a mudroom.
Yes.
The wife's body, I think, was in the bedroom. And there were...
No, she was in the bathroom of the bedroom. So master bath.
And there were prescription pills around her.
Yeah.
So some people are theorizing that Hackman died due to a fall because his glasses and cane were right by where his body was.
Mm.
And this is just me theorizing this. Maybe she's so distraught that she found him dead. Maybe she goes into the bathroom, overdoses on pills.
Because she was so distraught.
But then what does that do for... How does the dog die?
Yeah.
I don't quite understand
Well, maybe the
that.
Dog ate the pills because they were on the floor. Maybe.
Or the dog dies because it's not being fed.
Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah, wasn't that dog that died in the kennel that they had?
It was like a pen?
I didn't see that detail.
I thought it was in a pen or a kennel.
I'm
going to go with that theory, Drab. I know we're trying to gumshoe this thing and try to workshop and figure out how it happened. I'm going to go with Hackman falls, dies, wife comes in, sees the scene, she's distraught, ODs, dog, big question mark.
Could it be in reverse? Hmm. Could she die first? He's an old donk and doesn't know what to do,
right.
And then he just donks off.
Just donks off by falling over?
Die from a fall?
This is what I'm reading. The authorities said there was no signs of injury. So if Hackman fell and hit his head, there would be signs of injury.
Yeah, where do you have the fall information?
No, it's just a theory.
Daily Mail.
It's just theory.
Daily Mail.
Okay.
It's a possibility. But
that he might have fallen.
But the authorities...
They theorize, yeah, but there's no evidence.
Nobody knows.
There's no evidence of a fall.
It's all theory at this point.
But wasn't there a door open? They said there was like a door open to the house. That's why one of the dogs...
Said the front door, I believe, was open, but no signs of forced entry.
A dog didn't die of starvation in a week or two, whatever it was. It would have left the house and gone and found some mouse to eat or something.
Well, yeah, but not if it was in a pen. If it was locked in some sort of
a pen?
Well, that's what...
I saw the detail that one dog that died was in a kennel.
No water, okay.
He was 95, right?
Right. 95 yeah. years old.
All I'm saying is if she died first, I like your theory, Cakes, but if she dies first, he may be so old and so frail that he can't really do anything, then he just died. He was too sad.
Sure, maybe. I don't know. What am I, a detective?
Aren't there couples that often,
yeah,
but there are couples that will be really old,
yes,
that, you know, been together for 60 years, mm-hmm, and they'll die within an hour of each other.
We've heard those stories, yes.
Maybe he was just sad that his younger wife died. He's 95, he's frail. I think the daughter of Gene Hackman said they barely spoke.
Right.
Mm.
So he may not have been connected to the world at all, and may have relied on his wife for everything, once she was gone, he just donks off.
From the Daily Mail, it said Hackman was found dead in a mudroom just off the couple's kitchen.
Right.
His sunglasses and cane were on the floor next to him, sparking speculation he may have died from a fall.
Okay. Well,
where I'm getting at.
Well, there's just conflicting
reports. He also may
report.
Have died of an aneurysm or anything else.
From a broken heart, seeing his dead wife. I don't know. I don't know how he died. But again, he's 95. He could have died in a myriad of different ways at that age.
Well, the authorities are saying it's suspicious because the door was open.
Right.
Not because there was any sign of struggle or nothing was stolen from the house. There was no bodily injury.
Yeah.
But is it the door right by the mudroom? Because your
front
mudroom,
door.
If you have a fancy enough house, I don't really have
a
mudroom.
House. It's like a $3.8 million
right.
home.
Yeah.
The mudroom is usually... You know, where you put your cane,
right,
where you put your umbrellas, yeah, and all those fancy things.
Well, they're saying,
you walk in.
No, they're saying it was the front door of the house.
It's a different door.
They're saying it's the front door of the house. So the person that came over who called 911 said the front door of the house is open. And there was one dog inside and there was one dog outside running around the yard.
We need to see the toxicology report, which it sounds like it'll take 4 to 6 weeks to figure out.
BT
to get
Dubs,
those results back.
Valdez, since you have been to Pebble Beach, the 10th hole, okay?
Yeah.
All right, 10th hole right along the water.
Mm-hmm.
at the back of the green in the 10th hole. Do you remember that house? It looks like a big castle.
Is it like it's like yellowish?
Yeah. That used to be Gene Hackman's house. He used to live in that house and sold it for probably a $40 million house.
A load of cash.
Now Hackman was not a golfer, but he did live in that house, and they said he was very quiet. I'm not sure if I'm guessing his wife lived there too, but I think he moved. Call it 10 years ago. He sold that house 10 years ago. But anyway, so he used to live in that fat ass house. I'm not sure why he sold it because it's ridiculous.
Well, he sold it because a realtor came and said, you can get this much money for your house. And he said, well, maybe. I'm going to sell it.
Maybe, but he doesn't need the money. Yeah. But anyway, it was just a great home overlooking the ocean. But I guess he wanted to go to Santa Fe, New Mexico.
I've heard good things. I don't know much about it.
I would choose Pebble, of course. Yeah,
definitely a downgrade.
Yeah, but anyway.
Lifestyle downgrade. I mean, going to Santa Fe.
New Mexico's nubs. Santa Fe might be kind of artsy fartsy and nice, but still New Mexico.
If he was going to kill himself, he should have stayed at Pebble. I think that's what a lot of people kill themselves at Pebble.
Why do they do that? Such a beautiful place.
Because that's where they want to die. They go to the edge of the cliffs on number eight.
No. Number eight, and they just jump.
Yeah.
Do you have documentation?
Yeah, the caddy told me.
A caddy told you?
Yeah.
A drunk old caddy?
My caddy said there's a lot of people that walk out on Pebble that kill themselves.
Okay. Don't put that in the marketing info.
The video of, because you watch golf all the time.
Oh, I do, yeah.
Do you remember when Jordan Spieth hit a ball and he was on a cliff?
No.
Yes, he was really close.
He was this far from falling over the cliff?
Okay, I kind of remember that.
That's the cliff he's talking about.
Okay.
He's saying people go out there in the middle of the night and just jump.
That caddy's local. He would know more than you or I would, so I got to trust him.
All right, do you want to chime in throughout the show? You can always hit us up on the MGM National Harbor
Listener Lines
at 800-636-1067. Running the three-man show today on a Friday. Keep it here. We're the Junkies on the Fan.